Woo!
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What? Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey everyone.
You're everybody.
Listening to Radio Pizza Party.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting live from unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples.
Yes, all of those things. On the UBC campus.
Hey, that's where we are.
Yeah. Jack, hey. just fill the air for a sec.
Hey, Tristan, guess where we were a year ago today?
Here.
I know. It was here.
We were here.
Yeah,
we were here many years ago.
Hey, we have a guest.
A friend who we really like,
I guess. His name is Ben Flynn.
Hey, Benjamin. What's up, everybody? How's it going?
All right, that's enough
My
out
name
of you.
Is, Ben Flynn.
Shut up. Shut
I've
up.
Been on this show
shut
before.
Up.
And I would like to say I am glad to be part of it again. I have a joke for you guys. You ready for this?
No.
What's the difference between a garbanzo bee and a chickpea?
Okay, I've
no.
heard this joke.
Yeah,
Ben, don't
no.
say that, please.
I have not had a garbanzo bee on my chickpea.
Okay, that was taken
yep.
out because this is a family show.
Yep.
So this is our one-year anniversary show.
And we're taking the page out of a little book
called
of
the Bible.
Called Life.
Yeah, the Bible written by two guys I know named Scott and Scott.
Scott.
Adam Scott Aukerman.
Are those guys
don't,
that do,
like, be so explicit about it.
No,
they,
I think we could admit what we're doing.
Did they do that show, Isle of Films?
Nothing.
Is that there?
No,
that
they're
that
talking
show?
About money. Anyway... What they do a commentary episode, and we're going to do one, too.
Do you guys have anything original, like, at all?
No.
My really. Middle name?
Andrew. The most original name ever.
Nine.
The most original name ever.
Yes, it is.
Okay, why don't we get that started?
Let's get it going. We're going to hear the theme song one more time.
Okay. Just give me, like, two
one
seconds.
One more time.
So, Ben, you were actually the first guest ever.
Unfortunately, yes, I was.
You do not say that outside of this studio. You always are crying like a little baby wanting to be on.
Every single time.
I wish I could be on the show.
Let's start.
I am a German child full of chocolate. I wish I could be on the show.
So you guys remember that part of the old episode? I don't know how
remember
long
when we used to get that guy hum?
That old TV static before it started off? That was my favorite bit.
Yeah. It was a real humdinger. Yes, that's the show. We're listening to the start of it.
And Tristan's just bailed on us. But you know,
yeah.
Jack, you know, how's it going? You know, me and Tristan once did a show where it was just me and him, but I wasn't there for the first 45 minutes. So
awesome.
It was just him.
Fun.
Okay.
Well, we weren't here for the first 15 minutes of this one.
Of our lives.
So it's going pretty well.
This commentary episode is great. Maybe you can skip ahead 15 minutes, because we're already 15 minutes late for this episode, and my math works out that we're going to be late.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. You guys, just pay attention. Can you hear something?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Sounds familiar.
Hey. I hear it.
Remember the first time we ever played this?
I cried.
I was tense.
Yeah.
I cried deeply.
I was doing both of them at the same time, top half, bottom half.
Oh.
What?
Well.
What's the bottom half?
It's nervous. Top half is crying.
Your legs were nervous?
Yeah, you ever had nervous legs? They're clickety-clacketing like a skeleton.
Your legs click?
Yeah. You ever seen that movie?
Click?
My legs click.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie where Adam Sandler got a remote remote control.
Legs. Oh, hey, there were the first words ever said on Radio Pizza Party.
Hey,
inaugural.
Everybody.
So happy to be here. We are
now, this one's just the inaugural.
Yeah.
Like my favorite Christmas drink.
Nog.
Speaking of guests. Of British
Columbia. Hi, people.
Who's Kate? Who's
this? Is the bagel man himself, the EFO. Yeah.
Okay, that's. I'm just going to turn that down.
Yeah.
We have Evan Ford here.
We
today.
Got two people on a mic like a Beatles concert here.
So.
So, remember when I said that?
Yeah, it was just a second ago. Ben, what do you remember about this first episode?
What I remember about this first episode is you telling a story when we went traveling that I'm very embarrassed about because I can't believe I did
it. Let's hear it one more time.
You told it to everyone who listened to the show. So you told it to about five people. Hey, and that was a serious business.
And six of them are in this room right now.
Straight away.
Are there six of us in this room right now? Yes, there are. Oh, I can actually hear myself on the radio while I'm on the radio.
It's like those speech jammer things.
I know, you point your face into the mic and you can hear yourself.
Weird, isn't it? If you talk, you can hear your voice. And I tell you what I've learned. In the year that we've been doing this show, I've learned one thing. Do you want to know what it is?
What was that one thing?
I hate the sound of my voice.
It can tell. You know, it really shows that you only learned one thing a year later.
Oh, I learned other things, too.
You know what? Really, when you do stuff a whole lot of time and you get practice, normally you get better. But you guys have proven that that is not the case. Things can actually get worse, and thus here we are.
They got noticeably worse for the listener because this is hectic as heck.
This is something. Anyway,
we're talking about politics. Everybody stop for a second.
I think I hear somebody else.
Everybody stop for a second.
Ukrainian politics.
Ukrainian politics. Funny.
We came out of the game.
How much Ukrainian politics has changed in this past year?
Yeah, it's been bad.
Give us the cliff notes.
I mean, at this point, he can pass. Ukraine is still a place, man. I mean, you know, they're still going.
That is crazy.
A year ago, we couldn't say the same, you know?
Ukraine was just a lake. Now it's a country.
It was an idea.
In the midst of a civil war.
I don't know why that's something you got to bring up.
Hey, well, here we are. Anyway, who was our other first guest?
Our other guest is a certain Stephanie
G.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm going good. Ben, how are you going?
I just found out what your last name was.
Did you not know before?
I did not know.
I've known you for like 2 years.
I know. We never come up to each other like saying what our last name is.
I was never really introduced to you. I guess. Hey.
I guess so. It's normal.
I don't let other people know her last name.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
For about a year, I thought. For a year, I thought your name was Tristan Skirlfriend. Which I thought was weird that Tristan was dating another person named Tristan. Oh, we're picking a topic, everybody.
First ever pick a topic.
We were picking a topic. Oh, this is when we used to actually have a hat that we'd pick topics out of.
That was fun. I remember that. That was good.
We still have a hat.
Hey, we do. We just don't have topics to put in it.
We can make them up.
All right, give me 18 topics.
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Chocolate bars?
Yeah.
Communism?
Okay, two.
Places in France?
Okay.
The state of the global economy.
Okay.
One of those kind of
physics.
Okay.
Like Howard Stern.
That's all of the things I know.
Fish.
He's a stern man.
Fish.
So let's talk.
Those are the things that we know.
You guys ever think about fish? Because I think about fish a lot. There's some fish that evolved from. So everything evolved in the ocean, right? There's some animals that then evolved to live on land, and then they re-evolved to live back in the ocean, and there's some kinds of fish.
Wait, so they got on land, and they were like, you know what?
Screw this.
This
Who
just,
needs land?
This just isn't for me, and they're like, you know what? I'm going back.
My favorite animal.
It's not dolphins and whales and whatnot, because they were land mammals, and they're like, you know what?
Who knows?
Water's better.
My favorite animal as a kid.
Who knows? Shut up.
Favorite animal as a kid was a mud skipper. I used to think they were the shit.
Skipper?
At the time.
Wait, you can't say.
A mud skipper. A mud skipper. They're like, they're essentially a slug that can jump around really fast, and they live both in the water and out of the water.
Hey, that describes me to a T.
Me and Jack have actually seen those. We saw them in Malaysia. Speaking about travel, the first ever topic on this episode, when me and Jack were in traveling, we saw the mud skipper.
To Morocco. What is it? Does it like? Is it like la 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 in the mud? Morocco like what happens?
It sings around, songs from Singing in the Rain.
Looks like a little bouncing turd.
Hey, quit it! I'm sitting right here.
Hey, that's what we agreed on.
They're an amazing species. I don't know. I was obsessed with them as a kid. You know, they could jump around, swim around. Then I realized.
I'm just gonna stop you right there, Evan. I'm just gonna straight there, Evbo. Why don't we just listen to what's happening?
I've been to Cuba, of course.
I've been to Cuba. We also have.
I think I hear somebody at the door.
It was my.
Who is it?
Are you guys having a radio pizza party without me?
Yeah, we are. We have a lot of pizza in here.
Who's at the door? Evan does not understand how bits work.
Ben.
Oh. Cuba. What's that?
Somebody didn't put their phone on.
Please call. Put them on air.
Somebody. Put them on air. Evan, call them back and put them on air.
Who was it?
Natalie's here. The wonderful Natalie.
Put him on speaker.
Hello?
Yeah. That's kind of offensive. Hey, Ben, let me tell the story.
Someone's calling from underwater.
So what happened in Cuba is...
Hello?
Hey, how's it on the show? Oh, no, that's weird. Everything you guys just said.
Which is, you know, a party crowd. Yeah.
Well, thanks for phoning in. You're the lucky winner.
Of the 100 episode, you get 100 buckaroonies, which is Radio Pizza Party dollars.
How many weeks do you think you're in a year, Tristan?
You win 100 radios and 100 parties.
No pizzas.
Not a single pizza.
Pariah. Right word, pariah?
Well, thanks for calling in, my dude.
He's not saying much
intelligent. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay,
back to Natalie.
He still doesn't know who called him in that episode.
Who? Oh, yeah.
We won't say.
Probably.
Unfortunately. That's not true, Dad.
NM?
Ben, you can't say that.
We just said we won't
tell
him.
I can't say NM?
No, you can't say the F word.
Oh, well, I can say NM.
Hey,
Ben. You want to start my motorbike? Whatever. Carry on.
Hey, Natalie, you just got here. Tell us more.
Yeah, Natalie, how's your day?
This is too much. There's too many people in this room.
It's so hot.
I can't lie. Everyone except... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I forgot your name.
Evan.
Evan.
See, it's Ben and Evan. It's Bevan.
We don't have enough headphones in this room.
It's
or Ian, sorry.
To be honest, it's getting toasty in here, but my headphones are on, so I can't take off off my sweater. I'm just gonna.
If you want to take off that sweater,
I'll ring him back. Ring him out, and it'll be Jack's new beverage. I'll call it
Evan, stop!
I'm taking the mic away from him. That was disgusting.
It's horrible.
So, what have you guys all been up to in the last year? Run me through it. All right. The next night, so our first episode is March 3rd. Ben, March 4th. What'd you get up to?
March 4th? Oh, actually, I remember because I was very stressed out the first time that I was on the show because I had exams the next week. And so I probably cried the day after, but I mean, that's not
good.
Anything new from my
Saturday. I mean, most of our guests do.
Well, I mean,
cry?
Fair enough. Anybody, okay. Yeah, so, no, that was like, me. Very no other way
this
interesting.
This is not a Bo Jackson situation.
Oh, this is not a Bo Jackson situation. I was mad about something.
What did you do on March 4th, Evan?
So you can't hear.
I ate some fish. I had a nice salmon.
Was it a mud skipper?
I wish.
Did you eat a mud? You're their favorite animal.
No,
you want to
no,
eat them as well?
I never.
You don't
want to
eat your favorite animal? My favorite animal is dolphin. Like that's all I want to eat. Like yelling.
It seems like. Do you want to know my favorite animal?
I'm a nurse.
Yes, dick. And
she's one that
okay.
can.
All right, all right. Ben, I'm taking the mic.
Yeah, please. You're just going for toilet humor, and that's not what we are anymore. It's been about 3 weeks, and we've been good for that 3 weeks.
Gone past that.
Yeah.
Natalie, I feel like you haven't been contributing much to the conversation, as well as Stephanie. Why don't we get, some female voices?
Yeah. They're screaming at each other.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Just let them talk.
How was your day today?
It was pretty good. Did you know on my first Radio Pizza Party episode, it was two ladies and a man.
Who was it?
It was Gaby Lucas.
Music started. I started getting lightheaded because
I think it was the only time that there's been two ladies. And then my dad was like, wait a minute. No, there has. There's been so many.
So he was not proud of you that night.
What? There's been so many ladies?
Yeah. I was always going to you invite so many men on and then it's just three men talking to each other.
Dwayne Wheeler, if you're listening.
But you've actually invited
so
many women, so.
He's still proud.
Yes, we have female friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have female acquaintances, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Also, I just heard, we mentioned Dwayne Wheeler. First episode.
Wait, shout out to Dwayne.
Yeah, we did. S out to D.
Big fan.
The big D.
Okay. Evan is he's getting wild today. He's high energy.
Getting wet.
Okay, I don't
know. Wild!
That was eight.
That was eight.
Yeah. Where in the episode are we? Everybody shut up.
My plan just did not work. I'm sorry.
What was your plan going
to
be?
Nothing. Why don't we go to a break?
Why? Why would we break this up?
Because we can have some pizza.
Yeah, why don't we have some pizza?
And
let's make the name a reality. Let's have a pizza party.
And maybe we'll put this on the radio. Because up until now, we've just been booking studio time.
Is someone's phone going again?
No, that's the song I played.
Oh.
It was Ben Flynn. This is Ben Flynn.
I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, why don't we go to...
I've been waiting a year to
Nick
do
Morgan,
this.
Oh, Nick, I want
to
meet you, man.
And this is so living up to my expectations.
Why don't we go to a little break? This next song is called... A QLB. This next song is called... I'm just going to fade that. This next song is called The Simpsons Are Feral Children.
Oh!
No, can we play anything but that?
Please.
Can we play ABBA?
No.
I would love to sing along.
Yeah.
Crawls around and tries to eat cans. Lisa can only walk on her hands. The Simpsons are feral children. Look out! They never learned English. Oh no! Don't know any language. Oh god! Bart scares Principal Skinner now. He can't say, "Man, don't have a cow." Milhouse screams at the horrible sin. Looks like nothing will be coming up him. Someone call Groening or Conan O'Brien, because this feral family has people dying. There's no opening couch gag no more. Maggie just ripped off the front door. The Simpsons are feral children. Look out! They never learned English. Oh no! Don't know any language. Oh god! Please help! Comic book guy, it's gonna comic book die. The comic book guy, it's gonna comic book die. Comic book guy is gonna comic book die. The comic book guy is gonna comic book die. The Simpsons are feral children. Look out! They never learned English. Oh no! Don't know any language. Oh god, please help.
But no, it's Simpsons, but they all look like Will Ferrell.
I wouldn't like that. I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party.
Radio Pizza Party.
I am Natalie.
I'm Evan.
We're back.
I'm Steph.
To Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9.
I'll beat you to it, Tristan.
And
my headphones, they don't get the channel.
And welcome back. This is a coup on Radio Pizza Party. This is now Radio Beer Party. I'm back with my host, Evan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Ben.
We're here with our ghosts, our ghost host,
our welcome
Natalie and Stephanie. How you doing, guests?
I'm a ghost. I am dead. That's all I know.
Ghosts, what do you guys think about ghosts?
What do you think of the movie Poltergeist?
I think it's a misrepresentation of what we are.
Yeah, actually, though.
Yeah, like, for reals.
Word. All right, so what do you think is a fair representation?
Where are these voices coming from?
What?
I don't get this.
Of the ghost.
I plugged
the
jack
the
right into my ear, and then this just started
ghost,
coming into the
ghost,
output.
Yeah.
Oh,
ghost
wow.
Life.
Can we unplug it? Like, maybe turn off
good.
The ghost's mic?
Hey,
there's too many voices going on.
I don't know how I can.
Oh,
I think. Okay, there we go. And then
Saturday morning.
This is true, but this is a fact.
Okay, their mics are off.
Oh, thank God. All right, so we can finally talk to each other. This is perfect.
Yeah, straight away.
So what's up, guy? What's up, Tristan? Maybe talk to me.
What do you? Okay, just guys, you just gotta chill.
Yo, okay, wait.
This is about a year in Radio Pizza Party. This is like so.
What are some big hits we've had? Let me talk.
Such
what are some big hits we've had?
Hit. Everybody be quiet.
Not a single one.
Best I can do.
Okay. Everybody be quiet.
Jorun.
Shout out to Yaron.
It's like the worst pronunciation.
Oh, I miss that boy.
Dutch.
Miss that big
Dutch.
Big dumb Dutch boy.
We should say our favorite Radio Pizza Party episode.
Ooh, like best moments, yeah. All right, Stephanie, would you like to go first?
I'll go first. A little bit of a throwback, but first time I was on, Slink Johnson Dink.
Wow. Hey, I've got your horn over here. Do you want to toot it, maybe? Beep. There you go. Yeah, Steph's tooting her own horn. Evan, why don't you go? What's your favorite?
The great debate between Tristan and Jack, where we discussed many topics, but Tristan was the clear winner of it all, and we reamed out Jack for a good 10 minutes.
I hate getting reamed, let me tell you that. Natalie, why don't you tell me your favorite?
Hey, the ream of the Ancient Mariner.
I'm going to say classic AW episode because
yes.
You guys were just, I could hear you lose your mind as the episode went on.
Yeah, and it's not come back. It ran away like a poopy.
A what?
A poopy. Ben, what's your favorite?
Oh, there was one episode that Evan was on. I think it was the first one that he was on. I thought that was absolutely hilarious because that was the only one that I wasn't on that I actually listened to. So it was pretty good.
Wow. All right. Tristan, what's your favorite?
Any episode without Benjamin here.
Yeah. I was going to say my favorite is probably the one with the Doughboys because it's great.
How crazy has it got them?
That one was an episode. The interview was like fine, but that episode is especially great because you can hear Tristan say thank you like 600 times. The last 5 minutes are literally him just going, thank you so much for doing this. Seriously? Seriously?
I'm a big fan.
I'm a huge fan of you guys. Thank you so much for doing
this. I especially loved it because it was just a Doughboys podcast and you guys were just also there. It was just your setting, but their podcast.
Yeah, it pretty much was. We just let them talk.
We got a big boost after that.
Yeah, we did. Ooh.
Do you guys see the numbers go up?
We got a puss in boost.
Yeah.
You went from one to two?
Yeah, we did.
Have you heard of a guy called Tomas Cruz?
Few, actually.
Who's Tomas Cruz?
Tomas Cruz, he called us up and he says, you guys are doing all right.
Who's Tomas
Cruz?
Yeah, he's Thomas Cruz's brother.
Oh.
Tomas.
Oh, Tomas. I love a good Tomas. Massage, masseuse of the toes. He's my man.
I think he's...
I don't know
guy. Your toe masseuse is named Tomas.
Because he's got to touch the mass of the toe.
Exactly. He needs, you know, he's got to get in the... what's it? It's the finger joint, the toe joint, the jammy spot.
What about that gross mass, though, I saw on your toe?
Jammy
the actual spot? Toe mass.
I mean, the mass of my toe is the...
No, like the mass, the gross, like, you know, I don't... Ugh.
It does smell bad. Yeah,
mass sounds like a bad word, but I mean, you know, a good massage toe mass goes a long way.
You're skirting
way.
The question.
I think if I had a mass of anything on my body, I wouldn't want it.
Ben, I would like you to join the full conversation. A side
you guys
conversation
can't,
does
Natalie,
not work.
You guys can't have a
side... commentating your guys' commentary episode of the first episode.
Okay.
Okay, guys, don't fight over the boards. Come on. You guys ever seen a picture? Don't just leave it, Jack.
You aren't allowed to have a side commentary.
We're back in this.
You guys are back in.
You aren't allowed to have a side commentary on the radio. That's not how it
works. Sure we are. You guys are having terrible conversation. We're commenting it.
Okay, Ben, what do you... Actually, no, just kidding. Natalie, what do you want to talk about?
Like, if you look at
no, we're just talking about Skeletor. Okay, so it's been 52 weeks since you first went on the air.
Yeah.
I'll look up a picture of Skeletor.
Because they dropped out. They're not consistent.
What?
Like 52
Ben, you're never coming on again. You're dive bombing this episode.
You say that, but you guys are lacking friends, so I have to come on every once in a while. Actually, I counted. I'm on 10% of the episodes.
Ben, what the hell? You're gonna be on.
Carry on. Recover. Come on, go.
Skeletor is okay.
Skeletor is a buff man, Ben. Jack Lemming.
Okay, if you had to go back and redo one thing about the show, what would it be?
Maybe
pick a different different co-host.
All of it.
I get rid of 10% of the episodes.
Yeah, like if every other week we didn't do an episode, that'd probably be fine.
That's 50%, but whatever.
No. I can think of a specific
10%.
I know
10%. How numbers work. Okay, we can't do that. Can't
I think
talk about
we
that.
Do more sing-offs.
How about we do some sing-ons?
Hey!
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ev.
Love to do some sing-ons.
What's going on in the original EP right now?
Let's listen, everybody.
Checked out during that. What are our listeners doing? Ugh.
You just roasted your listeners.
The first episode, setting a precedent.
I don't think we even had any then. Actually, that was the one week where all our friends were like,
yeah, that was
maybe
one
we'll
where
listen.
We actually had listeners.
Maybe this will go places.
Like the trash. Boom! Boom!
Okay. It's okay. You still have time to go to the trash. It's okay. Like, I was sad that.
Sorry, guys. Trash guy's coming next week.
This is great. We can hear like a third of what Evan said.
Yeah.
These mics, you have to talk dead into them.
Dead man walking, am I right? You're like Larry David.
Dead
right
man
now.
Talking like this show. Whatever. I'm out of here anyways.
Yeah, please go.
I can't hear what's going on in these headphones. I can only hear the backing. So I'm doing actually great commentary. I don't know what's going on in the episode either. It's really quiet.
Are you saying you're commentating on the commentary?
No, I'm commentating the actual episode. I can't hear what you guys are saying, really.
What's up? What was your guys' favorite song this year?
Songs came out this year?
Yeah, at least
I mean,
one.
I'm going to do a
name
throwback.
One. Name one song right now.
One song ever?
Yeah.
Ebony
no,
and Ivory.
No, that came out this year.
Why was it the first thing that came to your head?
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah. The best song ever. Live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my keyboard. Oh, Lord, why can't we?
Wow. Is that Stevie Wonder?
And Paul McCartney.
Wow. Yeah, that's Ebony and Ivory. Yeah.
Hey, Evan.
Yes.
And Benny.
Hey.
And Benjamin.
Remember that? Remember Benny and the Jets?
That
remember
was
that
one of
episode?
The greatest things that's ever happened to me.
Okay,
by the way.
When Tristan came up with that Benny and the Jets idea, I kid you not, it was 1 week in the making.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's Ben.
I never knew you really cared about me that much.
No, I did not. I could not stop hearing about it. He's like, "Oh, did you listen to Ben?" Like every day.
Oh, Tristan, man, I'm actually kind of touched.
Benny
Flynn. Are you still with him? It's been a while.
Man, bring your rent hand over
to
you.
Help?
Yeah, it's Ben.
Yeah, we'll
oh
talk
my gosh, you turned once.
Benny Flynn.
And you also shout out to my grandma on that one. That was pretty cool.
So, Renata, up on Crestview Crescent in Castlegar. She lives in the base.
Hey, yo, whoa.
I just got a dock.
It's okay. I already swatted her.
I'm going to dock. Dock's his grandma.
Docking?
No.
Docking?
No, Evan, no. Doxing.
Oh, no, you would not. Did you just
Evan,
yank
no,
Natalie down with you?
Yeah, Ben, you guys are connected. And Ben's wearing his custom-made shirt. This is probably the most chaotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, this is horrible.
Okay, wait, where's the show at right now?
Okay, let's everybody be quiet.
Soak your shirt? Oh, yeah, see, this is the story, man. This is it.
A wet t-shirt contest?
I do one every night by myself.
I'm sweaty enough, I'm like a bumblebee in a rave.
What? Do bees sweat?
I mean, I assume they get pretty wet in a rave. I mean, there's certain kinds of bumblebees. They eat sweat off mammals. They do. Bumblebees eat sweat. Certain kinds of bumblebees. They'll eat sweat off a mammal. So when you get a bumblebee, you can either swat it because they're going to sting you, or they might just eat your sweat.
Lick up your sweat.
I hope it's not like a species of bumblebees. It's just freaky ones. Like just weird ones.
Oh, stop that. It's so good. Buzz, buzz.
Is it time for one?
That's Evan. We're just going to let him do that.
So, Tristan, you never answered. What's your favorite song of this year?
My favorite song of this year. What's that one that goes, I'm the dad? Oh, this is the first one.
Good lord.
Remember when we used to do what's it called? What's the deal?
Yeah. Terrible bit.
Yeah, we should do some retro games.
Should we do an episode of What's the Deal? Because we all don't know what the deal is with it.
We all know what's the deal with What's the Deal.
We should go head to head.
Head to head.
All right, Ben, you run that way and I'll run this way and we're going to go head to head.
Clunk. They just did it.
Ow.
The Ben, theater of the mind. Isn't this such an engaging part to just... I think we...
So
okay,
long.
Listen for us to just be dead laughing.
All right, and we're that back. What's the deal?
Okay, maybe not.
I honestly can't, I can't hear it at all.
I remember we were just very excited during this.
Maybe I'll go for a...
Hey, here, let me help.
The headphones aren't plugged in right. There we go. Evan, I'm going to hurt you.
So loud.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, so, Jack, you haven't been really able to hear.
No. Like... Neither of us, like,
we've
not
been
at all.
Dead.
Have you guys been able to hear?
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah, it's been 50%.
We've been hearing the entire time, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been great.
That's why we've been commentating on this.
How wonderful to be you.
It's like commentating a car crash.
I am baffled as to why you guys are wearing a pair of headphones your earbuds.
You guys have one earbud. I think you just are there for the aesthetic, like, choice.
We're on the radio. We have to wear headphones.
What's the heel?
Hey. New Runic. I'm Woody Allen.
Well, if I'm listening to you guys through the headphones, I don't want to hear you through my ears.
You know what? After listening to that,
nobody wants to hear us.
Yeah, I realize you guys are.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting.
Lines are open. Call in 604-822-2487.
One more time.
604-888-4384.
No, Ben, you're going to confuse people. 604. No, Ben, do not say anything.
All right, so it's 8675309.
Say it again, Tristan. Tristan, go.
604?
UBC CITR.
UBC CITR 101.8. 604 UBC CITR.
0.9 FM.
No.
And if we're going to do that number-wise, it's 604-822-2487.
We're going to do 604-604-6044.
Somebody call Farrell because this is a call-in.
He's bringing his bike up.
I will kill you for that one.
Hello, this is John.
Oh, hey, John. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks. Long-time listener. Actually, I've only listened to a podcast.
Which podcast? This is American Life?
Actually, I just heard it on the radio and called in because I never get picked up by these shows. So decided to give it a call. And thanks for listening, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, anytime, John.
I was wondering.
Any thoughts on fish?
I like to catch fish, but...
Oh, yeah, I like a good fish catch.
I catch a little bit of trout here
Ooh,
and there.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Are you currently being
Whenever
crushed
I catch
by
a trout,
something?
I give a shout of glee.
You know, I'm in my truck. It's a loud truck.
They're
going to
cut our mic.
No, I'm down for it.
No!
I know the buttons, Jack.
I'm going
to John,
go,
everybody.
Guys. I'm sorry.
No, John,
but,
John, it's okay. No, it's all right. Don't worry, man. We love you.
We're going to get rid of Jack.
Thanks, guys.
John, do you want to come to the studio?
I'd love to, but,
All right, come on in. The door's open.
I currently have a fish to cook tonight.
Oh,
so
what kind of fish?
It's a trout.
Mudskipper?
It's a trout.
Oh, yum.
But, you know, it's a big old fish, so it's going to take me a while to cook.
Like, how long?
I was always a fan of that movie.
Big old fish?
I think it'll take me about an hour.
Oh, so it's big, but I guess it's not. Like, I was expecting you to say something crazy, like 12 hours. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I mean, that's too long for a fish. I mean, what kind of fish
like
are you cooking?
Like a shark, I imagine. I mean, you probably have to really roast that guy.
If you're smoking a salmon, I mean, it might take 12 hours, but we're talking about some trout, so, you know, it only takes a couple hours. So.
A couple
Wait,
hours?
How big is this trout?
It's a good 2 feet.
Did it get warmer?
Well, that's quite
big. It's a good 7-pounder.
All right, John, it's great talking to you.
Thanks, man.
Well, you know what?
I'm overheating right now.
They tell you the secret to improv is keeping it reasonable and calm.
Lies in comedy.
Yes, baby.
Oh, speaking of which, you know what's happening right now in Vancouver? Is the JSL Northwest thing.
No, it's pronounced ESL.
Oh, no, JFL, that's what it is. Anyways, Bill Burr's going to be in town. You should try to get him on your show.
We're going
to
have fun
times. We might have some cool things coming your way, but no promises.
Okay,
no promises.
Wait, you've never had cool things coming my way, so.
Tell that. Tell that to Gavin Matz, because that was a cool thing.
Okay, we can't talk about it.
Okay, but it's been a year.
Nice work.
It has been a year.
Who do you want on? Like,
who do
this
I want
year?
On?
Like, if you could pick one person, both of you.
Nancy Reagan.
I think I know what me and Tristan are both going to say, so we should say it at the same time. Barack.
Oh, wait.
Obama.
No, three. No. It's a countdown. Let's try that again.
Three, two, one.
Henry Blenstein.
Excuse me? Okay, what?
I said Henry Blenstein.
I said Third Eye Blind.
I heard about the Harvey fellow.
No.
No, I want Third Eye Blind.
Well, I'm going to make you blind, so
hey, well,
you better grow
I
a third
six
eye.
Six eyes, so I'm still going to have three left.
Yeah, such a nerd. Jesus.
Yeah, six eyes. You wear two pairs of glasses.
One on the back of my head. I don't give a
heck.
A hoot. A hoot or a holler.
So why don't you go and call her? Why don't we go and to one more little QLB?
This one's going to have to be Q because we only got eight M's.
No, we got more M's because we're good.
Oh, I got a bunch of Molly if that's what you guys are talking about right now.
Oh, that's...
Okay.
Ben,
this is a family show.
I don't know if you guys got one right now. I mean, you guys are telling me you wanted some for later. You know, you guys
Ben,
just
wanted
to take a
Ben,
whole
Ben, this
isn't...
Before. This is not... There's no... My dad listens to this.
Yo, my kids play here, man.
Metamucils. Like,
I was telling you I was a bit stopped up.
Well, those will clear your right out.
Yeah, I'm here.
But you did bring the MDMA, right? Yeah, okay, go on. All right, why don't we go to a quick little break? What's happening on the show?
The Scottish guy said that.
I thought that was Goofy.
Oh, Goofy apparently
guys,
gave in.
Guys, just walked into the studio.
Okay, I'm so glad this is just going on in the background. And
yeah.
Yeah, actually into like a second every couple hours.
Whoa, what was that?
All right.
Someone's trying to get
Let's
me to
go
let
to a break.
In.
Okay, this song is called Cody's Punk Song.
It's I can't help you.
Stop waving.
Hello.
It's by Nick Morgan. We're going to go to a break. Everybody just...
We're on a break! Ross and Rachel, friends.
This break...
Translation? Discorder Magazine's March issue is coming in like a lion, but it's not going out like a lamb.
The issue is hitting the streets at its over 100 distribution spots, made possible by our fearless advertisers, The Rickshaw, Mint Records, Timber Concerts, Blueprint Events, The Rio Theater, The Cinematheque Theater, Massey Books, and the Alma Mater Society. If you prowl around Van, you'll be able to read up on Man Up Vancouver, its wild success and 10-year anniversary celebration, an interview with Shindig's majestic winner Mama Rudgal, how the Poetry is Bad for You reading series captures your soul, a poem submission by cherished Cree Métis writer Samantha Nock, and, of course, a full harvest of album, podcast, and book reviews and live show reviews of local bands. Translation, forever local, forever free, always salty.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. to late, right after the medicine show. Email us, citrlatenightshow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party.
Hey, we're back.
Broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Let me just do this one second. I will just play this. That's just some NM.
NM.
Jack, why don't you explain what our show is?
Okay, so what we do, usually I'd say on an average day, we'll talk about stuff. We'll talk about a random topic with a guest. Sometimes interesting people come by. I'd say that the most original way to describe our show is that it's the show with interesting people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's definitely it. I didn't say you guys, but it's the show with interesting people.
What's the most interesting person we've had on the show there, Lamming?
The singer from Sylvanessa was pretty cool.
That was very cool.
That was cool. A very cool day in our lives. Chris Gethard was really interesting.
Yeah, Chris Gethard's cool.
Also with those names, Natalie?
No, it's Natali. She's
really
related
good.
To
really
Mario
great
Batali.
I'm sorry, Professor from Mr. Glass.
Mario Natali.
Hey, Natalia. Three times.
I'm like, hey, it's been 3 weeks.
What's her name again?
Hey, it's talk radio.
It's Dwayne.
Okay, to be fair, you get that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up, man?
So we're doing a commentary episode today, if you can already tell. And our first ever episode, it's been 1 year.
Yep,
it's been this week. And we're doing a commentary issue. We got Jack, my co-host. I'm Tristan.
And a commentary issue? Issue, a commentary magazine?
Has this become a Hot Topic show?
But we have Evan Ford.
The human bagel.
We have Ben Flynn.
The least favorite.
We have Natalie Morris.
Someone who's here.
And Stephanie Grondin.
Yeah, I'm also here.
And that's our crew.
We lost momentum.
That's us. We really did. You guys could have been so good.
I'm a fan favorite.
What are we listening to?
I don't
know. I'm your only fan.
Oh, we have someone calling. I wonder who it could be.
Oh, Lord.
Ben?
Hey, what's
okay,
up?
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
Ben.
Ben, you're going to pull our mic
don't
out.
Mute me.
That was the worst
thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
Well, because you didn't give the guy time.
I think
that guy was ready to say some pretty valuable stuff. And then
we heard the echo on the mic in this room. I'm sure we would have heard it twice.
Well, I mean, I didn't
hear
it.
Echo's so nice, you heard it twice.
Okay,
that's
how CITR ends. What are we on?
The whole station is just done.
All the lights have turned out. We got a guy saying, we're done.
Slowly burning. They're kicking us out.
We don't actually know if we're actually broadcasting right now.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
Mm.
When we name this app,
it's gonna be
six
so
words. We can write a little short story. Like, you start with four. Tristan goes sail. Natalie goes baby. Ben goes shoes, Evan goes never, and I go worn.
Somebody call Mr. In His Standing Way.
That's the saddest story I ever heard of.
Are you an English major?
No, but that other idiot is.
Are you an English major? Are you an English minor? Welcome to the big leagues.
What's better than breathing into a mic? I don't know.
You're never going to make it.
I could have been a cadaver.
You're just like your father, Duck.
Duck? Who's Duck?
It's a reference to Vine.
Divine?
Oh my god, Natalie, that's enough.
It's a reference to Vine.
Have you guys seen this? I was referencing Facebook.
Hey, Hey guys, I'm 19 and I don't know how to read. Get it? It's from Vine.
Okay, to be fair, you did not get that
Vine's
reference.
Vine's a dead
so.
Language on at this point.
Yeah, it's like Latin. They teach it in churches.
You go into the jungle these days, Tarzan just falls to his death because there's no Vine anymore.
And you're laughing about that, Tristan? God.
Yeah, that street, Vine Street? Doesn't exist anymore.
That's where I live.
Oh, no.
You closed it right up.
They call it 6 Second Street now.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
They were 7 seconds.
Really? I thought they were 6. Did you guys ever have Vine accounts? Did you ever make Vines?
I did. I never made one.
What is this face? All right, no one can
Let's
see this,
again.
But...
it's great radio. Let's talk about his face.
It looks like Evan...
Very visual
Evan
episode.
Is about to say something that's what
Evan,
it looks like.
Evan is extremely red-faced and trying to eat the cover on the mic.
We are all red-faced.
It looks like a jam-filled Oreo.
What?
I have no idea where this is going. This
a jam-filled Oreo? So you take the filling out and you add jam?
Buzz, everybody. It's He's talking about a PB&J.
How do we eat an Oreo buzz, here, guys? Do we take it apart before we eat it, or do we just eat it whole?
Wait, I missed that. I
need to go back. Ben, when you pick up the phone, why do you not go, Buzz, it's the B-Man.
Come and lick your sweat. That's called alcohol bag.
Only some species of me.
Just a couple of freaky ones.
The freaky beaky ones, if you know what I mean.
What did you guys think of that script episode that me, Jack, and Ben did?
I actually liked that.
That one was good.
That
was a really great app.
Yeah. Great app.
Good bit.
Good bit.
And then I'd probably say Japan.
Solid.
You'd probably say Japan.
Well, your father's from Australia, hey?
Yeah, no, yeah, long.
Solid like an old custard.
There's a bit of a problem that way.
It's never the perfect split.
We can really hear that when you move out.
Yeah. It's like very vivid.
Why don't you guys fill it with interesting commentary?
Okay, so.
No, we've been doing this for a year and we've not been able to do that.
Move it and I'll do a commentary.
I said interesting, not insightful.
Oh.
We hear some animal noises.
Jack, how many times have you been on the boards?
I've been on the boards like 5 times. I mean, I know how to do it.
Well, whenever Jack's on the board, I'm pretty bored. Do I not get any laughs from you guys? You guys get it? You guys laugh at the dumbest biz.
Can everybody be quiet for 1 second and listen?
Oh my God, let's play Would You Rather.
Oh, I'm down for Would You Rather.
Wait.
Someone asked for animal noises.
We should do the Would You Rathers that they did in this episode. We did.
those wild men.
We've replaced them.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we listen then?
Paul McCartney's not dead.
So are we going to do the Would You Rathers that they did?
All right, so this is Would You Rather.
They being us.
a close personal friend to send a few Would You Rathers, a few close personal friends. So we'll go clockwise or counterclockwise?
Okay. We are going clockwise.
Okay. So I will read it, and then we'll go to Jack, then to Ben, and then finally to me.
All right,
All right, so this is from a close personal friend.
I wonder what it'll be.
This says, Would you rather hitchhike across Canada and then back through America, or drive a super sweet Mustang all over the prairies only? Manitoba, Saskatchewan.
First
okay.
one. First one.
Okay.
Mustang. Second.
First one.
Hard. Second.
Definitely
I agree with you.
Hard number one.
Yeah. I don't like driving across.
Mustang is uncomfortable.
Super sweet
prairies
Mustang.
Are even more uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's too flat. You know, you want to go.
No, I live there. It's so nice there.
Exactly. It's
boring. I've been to Alberta.
I lived in Regina.
To be fair,
Regina.
I don't really know much about your life.
We just met.
Yeah, we just stumbled upon each other.
When you differentiate your name from lady parts, I are think you, you're what are you worse talking? Off.
Well, I mean, if it's the whole
but it's the city that rhymes with fun.
You're worse
okay,
off.
Both of you guys have been banned from the
no
city.
No fun
to thank you.
I didn't hear that. definitely know the first one. You know, you get to go see more places and just not the same terrain the entire time.
You get to meet an American. He might be like, I'm going to shoot my gun.
Oh, bad taste. Yeah. Bang, bang.
I've never been, but
boom, boom. I got the big one.
So hey. I said a boom, boom, boom. And I'm here to say, okay, I think we're about
No, we're not. We still have another 10 minutes. Let's go forever till we die, and then we come back to life as little ghosts.
Let's go until they no longer allow us to go on the show anymore. Which I don't think I'm going
to
be
the last ever Radio Pizza Party.
I'd like to be at the last ever Radio Pizza Party, guys.
At least the last ones that all of us are ever going to be on. We're going to pass it off to the next generation.
I got 2 12-year-olds out there ready to host the show.
So if you guys could have any successors out of anybody who's ever lived, ever, who would they be?
Gandhi?
Wait, can you...
Anyone that they would like to be the host of this show.
The host.
Now, you have to realize that their reputations are going to have behind them to be the host of the show, which definitely tarnishes them. So who are you going to tarnish?
Wait. Madam that Mary sentence was gibberish.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. So, okay, so would I get picked?
Their reputations are have to be behind them to really? Be the future of the show?
Okay. Jack, I understand the question.
Yeah, thank you, Tristan.
I would pick, okay, first of all, Madam Mary Curie.
Oh, very good.
I feel like she's smart, and she's smarter than us.
She's got an aura to her.
Yeah, she's got an aura.
Do one or two more.
A radioactive aura.
I am about 80 degrees.
And
in
the
here.
Other person I would pick would be like Lee Harvey Oswald or Jack
CEO
Ruby. One of the two.
Tim Hortons America. Mm.
You don't want to have those two in the same room together.
Yeah, no.
So, Jack, what do you think?
Well, I think there might still be Tim Hortons America's existence.
But like, it's not.
Okay, Steph, who do you think would be two good hosts from history or from current that would be good hosts?
I don't know. Ben, you're the business student. Tell.
Yeah, what about like Oppenheimer for Jack?
Oh yeah, I like
Jack's
that.
Like I don't know, like before the show, like can you handle yourself in times of stress? You're kind of flailing around, like I feel like this is you're mad, like I don't know what you do.
I often feel like death destroyer.
You're gonna nuke this place.
The father of the atomic bomb is definitely the atomic bomb.
Ah,
bombs whatever.
Okay, I'm cutting your mic.
All right, Natalie, what would you think?
No, but I think they'll see you as a traitor.
Okay,
then like take one. Step back, like just where from where you're at. Like,
Why do you think we're trading the little ones?
You've now affected Natalie.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the worst.
Well, the little ones as the children.
I feel like it
have to fight for Tim Horton.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna do.
So Oppenheimer.
I think we're gonna do one. Oppenheimer and the bomb.
All right. Sounds good. What is our last?
Okay.
Who's that guy who got shot in the stomach?
Certain kinds of toothpaste.
Ronald Reagan.
This is comedy. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
that's how I feel every time.
Wait, who is Ronald Reagan and Robert Oppenheimer?
Yogurty
Houdini.
Houdini
got punched in the stomach.
Pay attention, Jack.
From a gas station bathroom.
No, Buchanan, didn't he?
No, he got punched and then he died of appendicitis.
No, but Houdini would get shot by cannon, he'd be like, what of it?
He'd
poop it out 2 days later.
Can I pick whether it's sink or toilet, or is it 50-50 shot?
I think wasn't Gerald Ford shot
no,
in
no, he almost was. Evan, what do you think?
Harvey Weinstein.
No, we're not going to let you explain.
Nope, we'd like to distance ourselves from that.
Evan, I don't want to hear what rationale you have on that subject.
Nope.
I'm down.
No. Okay. No.
Jack, let him in.
No.
He has a reputation.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No.
Because I believe I probably did. From the sink.
Can we not put this online? The
no, this is going online, and I'm going to play this at our funeral.
All right, so that has been
in 2 weeks.
Radio Pizza Party.
Yourself are going to play that.
A special thank you.
Yeah, we're all going to have a joint funeral.
Joint Viking funeral.
Yeah, we're all going to be on
starting tonight.
But like, we're not going to be dead. We're just going to be on a boat, and it's going to catch fire.
Yes.
Yo, actually, I was thinking about a Viking funeral today. How good would it be to just get drenched in gasoline, duct tape to a skateboard, and rush down a hill?
How good?
Wait. Would you be lit on fire? Two or just be soaked in gasoline?
Either or.
Wait, are you still alive?
I'm Jack Lang.
Yeah. I mean, like how else do you have a Viking funeral?
Please. Benjamin, please.
This doesn't make any sense.
I'm Ben.
Thank
you guys
really at
much.
All.
Okay, no, you're
I'm just
okay,
imagining
you're for real dead.
Yes, and I know
want,
you.
I want to say we're going to play
just
our play
that scene. Just
with this series of Mr. Cody Sloot on accordion, our homeless buddy. Not too close. We don't want to burn
Ben.
Jack's already done. He's already on his phone. He's no longer. Tristan,
can we wrap this up?
No, we still have a few minutes.
Looking for other jobs.
Just because we didn't get this started until 15 minutes after doesn't mean...
It's fine.
What is
oh, this is Cody.
Hey,
this is Cody in studio.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
So that's the good place to end it.
Does Cody play the Cody in?
Okay.
All right.
No joke will ever be better than that. And we're going to wrap up the show forever.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. One whole year of Radio Pizza Party. Why don't we clap?
And never again. Woo!
I don't think these guys are ever going to talk to me again, but
probably
thank
not.
You for letting me on.
So, yeah, rate and review us on iTunes. That's CITR-.
Shameless.
Radio Pizza Party.
I mean,
give us a good five stars. Give us a review. Subscribe.
They're on their show right now,
It's usually a little more organized than it was today.
I hope so. Are we going to name it?
Yeah, we're going to name it. I'm just making sure I say these things. Up next, of course, is David Love Jones with African Rhythms. And the way we name each episode is everyone says a word, and we make that little phrase into the name of the episode. Burp. And now, Jack, why don't you go first? And we'll go around counterclockwise.
All right, let's try to make this one a story. Alligator.
Has the testicles.
No.
I'm not. Okay, no, wait. Okay,
no,
sorry.
No.
I wasn't ready. I was ready for a proverb.
No, we're starting.
start again.
We're starting it out. It's alligator has
2 feet.
Okay. Unless.
Wrap it up in one word.
Oh, this is so stressful.
All right, we got O. That's our word.
Like Sandra O.
Unless otherwise told.
No, it's 2 words. Okay, can I repeat the question? Can you repeat the question? sorry, I didn't hear it.
Alligator
wasn't a question. But
alligator has 2. Was it toes?
Feet.
Unless
toes would have been better.
Yeah. Well, here we are.
Eggs.
Alligator has 2 feet
unless eggs.
And well, that's been our show.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Stay on the line because David Love Jones is going to be spinning some rhythm.
Bye.
Bye. Cut the mics.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Changed, do you? I can't remember things as I used to. Can't remember what is. So, you think you're changed? Very white. Yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right? In my youth, Father William replied to his son, I fear it might injure the brain. But now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why, I do it again and again. Uncommonly fat. Yet you turned a back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason of that? In my youth, said the sage as he shook his grey locks, I kept all my limbs very supple. By the use of this ointment,
1 shilling the box. Allow me to sell you a couple. You are old, Sir Leaves, and your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than suet. Yet you finish the goose, the bones, and the beak. Pray, how did you manage to do it? In my youth, said his father, I took to the law and argued each case with my wife. And the muscular strength which it gave to my jaw has lasted